Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with Ziv from the team, and here's you're responsible for a lot of cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, so
a lot like availability and reliability and
more to come.
Secret stuff. Yeah. Okay, we're not allowed to talk about it here. But what you're showing me today, tell me a little bit about what you're going to show me today and why customers should care.
Yeah. Well, we are talking about the intelligent cloud, and in the intelligent cloud, we want to give customers an option to get better availability than what we actually provide them.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The way we do that is we tell them upfront about any event which may impact their VM.
I see. So we're trying to pass along our intelligence to customers, when people say the intelligent cloud, they're talking about you and me.
Yes.
They are. That's what I always assume.
Yep.
But basically you're saying that the cloud, now we basically know in the system when machines are going to be shut down, we know whether for planned reasons someone comes in and hits reboot.
Correct.
Or for sometimes unplanned reasons, we got to shut this down, the hardware's dying. Whatever it may
exactly.
be, we can now let people know so they can plan around it.
Exactly. Okay. And when we say plan around, actually the goal here is to notify within the VM.
Okay.
So the application can take some actions automatically.
I see. So what do you envision there? Basically, let's say doing an automatic failover or draining traffic or something of this nature.
Exactly. Either you initiate failover or you do a graceful shutdown, you write state to disk, or you just take the machine out of a working pool and let it drain.
Right.
Imagine like a gaming scenario.
Yeah.
So you don't want to take any new sessions.
That's right. You don't take the next game to launch here, right?
Exactly.
You basically remove it from the pool.
Exactly.
Let it die away, and then it will die on its own, and then you can move on. So then you've got basically customers will write code that sits inside the VMs.
Correct.
And listens to this. Is it an endpoint, like a REST endpoint?
Yeah, it's actually part of our metadata service, which is a non-routable IP.
Okay, something that we just recently announced broadly. I remember talking about it in my session. Awesome. I assume all of you have seen that. Anyway,
really?
we've been doing a lot of pregnant pauses lately on the show. I think they're very impactful.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to show us.
Yeah,
what's the best
sure.
way to show us?
So the idea is one of the best ways to test this logic is actually use the portal with the reboot and redeploy operations.
Got it. So you hit those buttons and then we
I
can
will
watch
hit the button,
and see
yeah,
what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And also before going there, one of the more interesting scenarios is what we call preserving VM maintenance.
Yes.
Where we actually patch most of the hosting environment without really rebooting VMs.
Yeah.
Now the impact is basically we freeze the VM
yep.
for a few seconds.
Right.
And let it go.
Right, sort of like an in-place migration
yeah.
sort of thing.
However,
yeah.
what we learned is actually there are some workloads like gaming, like...
Where even that freeze, even for a short period of time,
exactly.
is no
exactly.
good.
Exactly, exactly. So even for this scenario...
We give warning.
We give a warning.
That's great.
Yeah. You want to know for how long?
How long? Okay. I do want to know.
So
tell me more, Ziv.
So you hit this local endpoint
yes.
with a simple get REST call. Couldn't get simpler.
Yes.
And we will let you back. We will return an event.
Mm-hmm.
And in the event, there is a not before time.
I see. So we basically let people know that we will not reboot this guy
before
this time.
This time. And this time ranges between 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
So it should be enough for, to
so
flash down
state. So even the VM preserving maintenance that we do, which most customers don't care or need to know about, but some
Correct.
Do.
Yeah.
That's 10 to 15 minutes warning.
Exactly.
And so then they can do this sort of draining, they can do
exactly.
this sort of, okay, great,
yeah.
great. So you have something to show
sure.
us?
Sure.
Let's
yeah.
show, let's do a live demo.
Just before the demo.
Okay.
All right, there's more. Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more?
Wait, there's more. I just want to call
For
out.
For three easy payments.
Yeah. The scope
yes.
of the event,
okay.
in case you're running a cluster,
yes.
An availability set or a scale set,
yes.
all the other VMs will get the event as well.
I see.
So if you suddenly lost a node in your cluster, other VMs can detect that this
and
node
so,
will
so
know.
And the reason why you do that, let's say you have a master that is managing a set of nodes. Now that master
exactly.
can actually go manage them even without each one of the nodes managing themselves.
Exactly.
Because it sees all the behavior of all the nodes.
Yep.
And so that's defined by the grouping as either VM scale set
or
availability set. Okay.
Yep.
Very cool. Yeah, there's a lot of scenarios where that like master scenario is really important.
Yep.
Even things like a Cassandra ring, let's say, something of this
exactly.
nature.
Actually, those data tier distributed systems,
you got it.
That's the sweet spot.
That's right. And Service Fabric takes advantage of this.
Exactly. Actually, this feature is the result of an internal feature Service Fabric
had been
using.
We actually built this originally to make Service Fabric work
ages
with replication.
Ago, like years ago. Like,
yes.
Seriously.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
So that was point number one.
Yes.
Point number two, I mentioned 10-15 minutes.
Yes.
What if you drain the VM and it's just sitting idle for 10 minutes? So, you know, it's a waste of
time. That's a waste
time.
Of money.
Yeah. So one of the features, you can actually acknowledge the event, do a post to that endpoint, and try to expedite.
And say, I'm done.
Basically, this is set the not before time to now. Yeah, like.
I'm ready.
Hit it.
Hit
yes.
me. Yeah,
hit
yeah,
me,
yeah.
hit
yeah.
me. All right, let's do a demo.
Okay,
so,
cool. Good preamble. I liked it. You covered all the details.
All right. Folks, I did it.
You right. did it.
Yes. Okay. So that's the simplest way to get the scheduled event.
Okay.
It's just a
I see.
Simple
so this. So just to be clear, this is running inside, this is running a VM, looks like a Linux VM.
Correct.
Running inside Azure.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
This, by the way, this is supporting both IaaS, both classic and ARM VMs.
Okay.
And even if you're running cloud services, we can help you get this going on cloud services.
Oh, okay, yep. okay.
All right.
Bring
so
it forward, bring it forward.
That's the simplest.
Okay, great, yeah, so I can say no events.
No
okay.
events.
Now, so this is the Ziv dev box over here.
Yep. Now
let's try a little something.
Let's take it down with a reboot.
Okay. So it's a normal restart command.
Just a normal reset command.
Okay.
And now we start the counting. It will take some time, a few seconds until the message gets to the machine.
Okay.
Not yet, no events.
But it will not restart until the message gets
correct.
There, right? Yeah, yeah, because you're basically saying, look, the platform... Now, normally, the platform would immediately react to the reboot.
Yeah.
Yep, and immediately take down. But once you've... Now, do you have to, like, subscribe to this? Or the first time you call curl from then on, it now knows that it needs to give you 15 minutes.
How did you know?
Well, okay. I may have been gone to some design.
So, yes, that's actually... That's interesting. So the first time you call the API,
and there you go, look
we
at this.
Will register. The yes. first call actually will take a minute.
Okay.
That's the implicit opt-in.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, we have implemented the implicit opt-out. So if you stop
if you
calling
decide,
us...
Nope, I was wrong.
Yep.
Okay.
So you
so
see,
you
like,
see,
it,
look
took,
at this.
It took something like 30 seconds. And now we see that there is an event with okay. an ID. The event status is scheduled.
Yep.
So we are waiting for you to either acknowledge or for the not before
not
time
before,
to
okay.
arrive.
Okay.
And also, we can see that the event type is reboot. There are three event
and this
types.
This is GMT.
Yep, GMT.
Everyone
GMT
can see
system.
Now that
yep.
we recorded this yep. on Friday. So happy
Friday,
Tuesday, everyone.
Friday, 1 a.m.
Friday,
yes.
happy Tuesday, everyone.
Kind of work-life balance.
That's,
yeah.
that's terrible. Well, terrible. It was 1 a.m. in
yep.
London.
Yep. Now, so the event remains. The machine is still running.
Yes.
Now either until the next 15 minutes
okay.
or let's try and expedite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
let's expedite.
Before I expedite, actually, I want to share some sample we shared. One of the feedback we got was, hey, I want a central endpoint mm-hmm. to collect all of those events from mm-hmm. all of the machines.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? We have Event Hub. So we released a simple utility which does the same thing. But come on, where is my interactive tool? And we'll push this to Event Hub, okay? And as part of this interactive tool, actually, it asked me, hey, do you want to acknowledge and expedite?
Mm.
So let's say yes, and basically from here on, they send another event to Event Hub, and the machine will get disconnected in like 10 to 15
seconds.
We'll get there.
Yeah, it's up to the platform, right?
Yep.
But now that you've said expedite, it will go as soon as it can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just to close the loop, I have here one of the
Event Hub. There you go, look at this.
And you see that.
So this is a good way to like track. You can basically yep. set this up and you make it so it's really easy for customers to track all this operation.
Exactly. So one event is, hey, I got a scheduled event. And the second event in Event Hub, I acknowledged the event.
It and expedited. And that's so yes, it. probably rebooted.
And the okay. machine should be rebooted.
Yep, there
it's
you
done.
Go. It's gone.
End
cool.
of story. Yep. Scheduled events, get your, you know, fortune telling, the intelligent cloud.
And so how do people go do that? How do they sign up to get the tarot cards? See where I went with this? Tarot cards is fortune telling?
Yeah.
He didn't like it. He really didn't like that. This is like a...
Hey, we are engineers.
Gosh, if, so, if we weren't recording, he would have really let me have it, I think, at that point.
Well,
so,
I started with the fortune telling, but anyway.
I know, I took it
point,
further, though. That's how I do.
Azure scheduled events.
Okay.
There is a documentation page, okay. And there is a blog post, and we have preview.
Okay, and they basically can go, and it's the gist of it is there's a curl on an endpoint. It's the same endpoint that's the instance metadata, which is nice, super easy to use.
You just go
non-routable 169.254.169.254.
WAC scheduled
event. Remember. Yep. All right. Check it out. Anything else, Ziv? I mean, how could you do any better?
My guess, I'll see you soon.
Okay. We got more stuff to come.
Wait, there's more.
We got more stuff to come.
Yeah, more stuff to come.
Well, thank you, Ziv, for joining me. And thank you for joining us on this rip-roaring Tuesday show. This is awesome scheduled events. Go check it out. Play with it. Have a good time. You can really manage your system. And of course, and this Python script, where is this available?
That was a Python script, but we have PowerShell script.
Are we going to publish
this? Yeah, it's
published.
It's Azure Samples. Yeah.
Azure Samples. So we'll put a link to this. If you've got questions, hit us up on #AzureTWC. And with that, thank you so much. Thank you, Ziv. And have a wonderful Tuesday. Good?
Am I connected to my machine? Yeah, I am. Okay, yeah, we can go.
All right, you ready?
Yep, whenever you want.
All right. Are you ready, Rick? All right, I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to do this. Now I'm going to do this.